This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 440 for Monday, June 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are still lower on Monday in choppy trading. The July canola contract dips 10 cents at $605.30 per ton, while the November contract also loses a dime at $624.30 per ton. An analyst says canola support level is $600 per ton for the July contract, and the next level would be around $585 per ton. He stresses that whatever upside the oilseed has is now gone. Pressure on canola is coming from losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, while soy oil is relatively steady. European rapeseed is down hard, while the Malaysian palm oil market is closed for another holiday. Gains in crude oil are trying to stem further losses in the vegetable oils. Prospects for a good crop across the prairies, combined with farmers still holding large stocks of canola, add pressure to the oilseed, and that is further compounded by the November contract being well below its moving averages. The Canadian dollar is higher on Monday afternoon, with the loonie at 72.87 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 72.72. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export inspections for the week ending June 13th include more than 334,000 tons of soybeans. Export inspections of U.S. corn come to nearly 1.29 million tons, and those for wheat are almost 375,000 tons. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association reports a new May record of 183.63 million bushels of soybeans crushed, well exceeding the average trade guess. Soy oil stocks come in below market expectations at 1.72 billion pounds. Reports out of Brazil put the Safrinha corn harvest at 21% complete in the center-south region. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The July contract retreats 22 cents at $11.58 per bushel. July soy meal gives up $8.10 at $360.30 per short ton. July soy oil nudges up by less than a tenth of a cent at 43.73 cents per pound. Corn is lower as its July contract is down 6 cents at $4.44 per bushel. Oats are weaker as its July contract loses 10.5 cents at $3.17.5. The U.S. wheat complex is down sharply as Chicago July falls 21 cents at $5.91.5. Kansas City July tumbles 22 cents at $6.05.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July drops 16 cents at $6.39.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, June 17th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.